disappointed old failures. When a woman gets old and realizes that there is no man to love and cherish her, it is sad indeed, for she has failed in the very purpose for which she was created, to be a suitable helper to a man. We receive thousands of letters every year, mostly from bitter, middle-aged, spirit-filled women, disappointed with their unspiritual husbands, wanting someone to take sides with them against their abusers. We also hear from younger wives just beginning to cultivate their bitterness. For years, I tried to write a book addressing their many issues raised in the thousands of letters we receive. Trying to answer the older women was usually a futile effort. It is much easier to direct someone toward a better path than it is to stop someone that is in a downward spiral. I finally came to understand the wisdom of the command. The aged women teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands. Titus 2:3-4. I saw that my advice needed to be directed to those young wives who are still trying to find their way. While still young, these women need to be warned, and they need an instruction manual to prevent them from growing into bitter, crazy old women. A woman who really knows God will know that true spirituality is obeying God's recorded word, not cultivating her spiritual sensibilities. I've been around long enough to see this process of failure repeated in the lives of many women, too many. I've seen it begin to develop in young brides and eventually bring them to miserable ends. I fear God for those women still in the process, for I know that God is dreadfully faithful to His word, and when you dishonor His marriage plan clearly recorded in His word, He will stand against you while sin eats away your soul and destroys your health. The consequences of sin are always cruel and costly, whether it is the sin of fornication or the sin of neglecting your calling as a helpmeet, and the collateral damage to children and family members is horrific. No woman has ever been happy and fulfilled who neglected to obey God in regard to her role as a helpmeet. As you read the following example, you will recall some woman that you know who is in her 40s and has a few emotional issues. Her excuse might be menopause, but you will find that bitterness is the real source. A hormonal change doesn't change a woman's soul. It just tears down her carefully constructed defenses against expressing the carefully guarded content of her heart.